Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to the 100th episode of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
100 episodes, dude. I know you haven't been on all of them, but I feel like you've made your place in here. I'd say you're an official member now. What do you think?
No.
No, still not? Okay, fair enough.
No.
Have you seen... What's
no.
up? No, just no.
Wait. I bring all the levity and brevity to this production. It wins awards because of me.
True.
We have over a million listeners because of me.
I do forget that you bring all the listeners.
The Webbies that we've won.
Have you seen
the
any...
The Ricky Gervais Lifetime Achievement Award.
Have you seen any cool trailers as of late, sir?
Yeah.
What?
Two.
Ooh.
I saw... Well, I'm going to get to the one that you'll get all boner for first.
Rogue One?
Yeah.
I watched it too.
So I saw Rogue One, and man, oh man, I love that they're just building other stories from different times in the galaxy.
Yeah, my guess is that this takes place during Four, New Hope.
Well, there's young Lando.
Young Lando?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. So this takes place during 3 and 4 then.
Yeah.
That's cool. I hope it ends with them destroying the Death Star. In the fourth movie.
That's the only thing I can think is that...
But if it takes
place... Now, when they say they were casting young Lando, is it already done?
Yeah, it comes out in...
So then I wonder what they're casting young Lando for.
Oh, is that new news?
It was news of Donald Glover being, like, first pick for young Lando.
Oh, that's a good fucking
Isn't it
cast
good?
Move. That's really good.
And everyone's, like, literally, like, dude, perfect, perfect, perfect,
for
perfect.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Put him in a cape. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, give dude. Him a 40.
Little fucking saucy, a little younger, a little dumber.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll have a mustache. who played Lando originally? Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yeah, he was the Colt 45 guy. And he actually started doing those commercials again. Yeah, that's really awesome. So if that's the case, that might be for the next spinoff movie.
Okay, so maybe, yeah, I guess Rogue One would have to be pretty much done filming at this point.
Oh, it's completely done, yeah. I bet the movie's done. It comes out in, like, November or December.
Like, Darth is going to be good.
Ooh, yeah. I wonder if they credited James Earl Jones as the voice. Is he still with us? I think he is.
He's with us.
All right, right on.
He does the, he does the Arby's commercials. Like, we got
Where's the beef? The beef? Oh, yeah, it's
yeah.
Yeah.
We got the meats or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. hold on a second. I'm trying to look up Rogue One, a Star Wars story. What other trailer do you see while I'm doing this?
No, I want your focus.
No, go ahead.
Nah, you don't even know what you're doing. So also, I made pork chops last night and garlic potatoes.
That is not a trailer.
And I also... and then I put... Dude, I'm going to start doing this. I put broccoli with olive oil... And salt and pepper and, like, minced garlic on a pan and then cook that shit up.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Now, did you cook the minced garlic first with the...
No,
you cook it all together?
On it, dude.
Okay, right on.
On it.
Because I see a lot of people, they'll put all that shit in first, kind of get the pan all nice and cooked, and then put the whatever you're making into, like a stir-fry-ish type
But it was a baking sheet in the oven.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
So you drizzled like the...
Yeah, it was a hard drizzle. Me and Frank made dinner and it was badass, dude.
That sounds awesome, man.
Frank and I.
Yeah, Frank and I.
Yeah. I want to be correct when I'm speaking on this podcast.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. You get a lot of lashback if you don't.
Yeah. Twitter boards just blow up.
Whew, will it? If only.
if only they shit on us on Reddit. If only.
Yeah, but then we'd be somebody. What other trailer did you see?
Arrival.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen this.
Dude. So, it's got Amy Adams from...
I did see this. I saw this when I was... the movie that I saw in theaters the other day.
What movie?
Star Trek Beyond. We'll get to it.
Ah. Well.
But yeah, Arrival does look fucking
Arrival
strong.
Arrival
looks
fucking strong, dude. Like, it looks like a serious view of contacting aliens, not.
Yes.
Welcome to Earth.
Earth. You said it wrong.
Earth.
There you go.
I like hey, welcome to Earth. Where's my cigar?
Why? He sounded like he was English. No. Welcome to Earth. Hello.
Or a little Arnold, Brooklyn Arnold.
Brooklyn Arnold, yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
That's not bad.
Coming from Will Smith.
Yeah, I got you.
I spit all over this thing.
That's all right. That's why it's a. Okay. It's like a spit guard.
Yep.
A lot of people complain that it smells like fucking some like meatballs, and I'm like, yeah, my friend.
Oh, they complain it smells like meatballs, does it? Wow.
Yeah, they're like...
Because I'm always fresh off a meatball snack before I get up here.
Yeah, usually you have like a meatball hoagie.
Yeah, usually I have one or two left in my hand when I'm up here. Like a fucking hamster.
Yeah, no, I got it from Sheetz. It's good shit.
Yeah, it's a good Sheetz ball. It's good.
MTO, motherfucker.
I do have like 4 meatballs in the fridge I need to make.
I saw that. So are those already prepared? I like how this is Foodcast, our 100th episode.
They're prepped. They're prepped. I was real lazy and tired, and it was on my off day, and I was like, they're on sale. It's like $2 for 5 of these. I don't want to make
completely
meat
cooked.
Sauce. Yeah.
Okay.
With sauce on them, and I just toss them into my sauce.
You better hurry up on those. Those will go bad, bruh.
They're in the fridge. It's cooked meat. It's like 7 to 10 days.
No, I looked it up. It's 4.
You're an idiot.
The internet never lies. We both know that.
The Arrival looks tight.
The Arrival does, and yeah, a lot of sci-fi, man. What was that? I saw a trailer for Scully, I think it's called.
Scully?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Okay, Tom Hanks plays the pilot that lands into the Hudson River.
I've heard of it, I haven't seen it.
Very reminiscent of Flight, like, you know, he goes through like a lot of procedurals in the court. Looks really good, but yeah, Tom Hanks has white hair in it, though. That blew my mind.
Whoa.
Like, he's old as fuck. People keep aging, man. It's scary.
Makeup.
Yeah, it might be. I bet it's his natural hair color, white. He looks old now. But yeah, Scully looks really strong. And Rogue One, I'm so pumped for. That shot of Vader at the end of it, I was like, fuck, that's so sick.
It just looks so pretty and so Star Wars.
I mean, the fucking AT-AT's walking on the sand, too. Did you see the... All right, so that dude shoots a rocket, and, like, the head moves. I was like, wow, that's rad.
Yeah, like, because it hits him right in one of his fucking blasters.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh. I was like, it looked like it hurt him. He's like a dinosaur. I don't really have any news.
Blew his ear clean off.
Other than that...
But he probably turns back right to the fucking source and just starts blasting.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they didn't have shields, because it looked like it actually hit the machine.
Yeah.
And they say, like, in the Battle of Hoth, that, like, they have shields and stuff like that, and you can't take them down until they fall, I guess? I don't know.
Dude, maybe they, like, disrupted their shields.
Or maybe they don't have shields. Maybe it's just, like, really heavy armor. That could be it, too. I can't really recall.
Mm.
My band Leota played an old movie theater. This ties into I Can't Read.
Does it?
Yeah, it was called The Cinema. It was really cool. Like, they had concession stands still up, and they were, like, cooking hot dogs. You can get popcorn there and shit like that. The whole movie theater was gutted of all the chairs.
Can I get hot dogs and popcorn?
Exactly. Well, at Cinemark, fuck, you can get, like, anything you want. You can get, like, a fucking pizza there. Like,
fuck that.
You want Starbucks? I mean, yeah, it's going to cost you $9.
I'll take a DiGiorno's pizza the size of my palm. Fuck you.
For $17. Yeah. I went and saw Star Trek Beyond with Farkas, and he went to go get something, and he was like, oh, how much is, like, a fucking medium drink? And I was like, it's more than the ticket you paid for.
Trust me. I mean, the price on syrup water is...
insane.
It's astronomical.
Yeah, that's
and it's just like, how much of a fucking dunce do you want to feel like by the time you sit down in the theater?
Yeah, well, or like, wow, it spent like, I asked if you wanted to go see Pete's Dragon. He's like, been spending a lot of money on movies. I'm like, no, you've been spending a lot of money on concessions, sir.
Hey, bro, it wasn't a $20 movie. You made it.
Yeah, that movie was $5 on Tuesdays.
Fucked yourself.
But yeah, we played the cinema. It was in Connellsville, Pennsylvania, and they had marquees on the top of each theater. We only played in one of them, obviously, and it was for The Shadow.
Ooh.
How cool is that? I mean, The Shadow sucked, but I was like, wow, they haven't played a movie here in forever. Awesome that they turned it into a venue, though. Like, a really high stage, like, 5-foot stage and shit like that. And the room was, like, super dead because they left up all the actual, like that ruffled, like, red.
Yeah, the ribbon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It was a really neat place. Hopefully they do more shows there. I hope it doesn't, like, go
under. If Linda goes under, we could buy it.
Linda won't go under now. I mean, they're since they're able to get new movies and sell them for such a low price in such a crap theater, because they're obviously there's no upkeep to it. It's not like they're getting new speakers for the bitch.
New speakers or seats.
Then again, I haven't been in there since Dark Knight Rises came out. I saw that opening night, and you couldn't even hear Bane. Like, it was so muffled and shitty in there that, like, there's just no clarity to the speakers. So, no. It could be better now, I don't know. But a lot of things die around that area anyway, so...
I know, the post office next to it's dead.
Which is insane. That's government funded. Yeah. Yeah. But I think the Luna is going to be around for a while. There's a lot of people that go there. And it's, like, what, like, $3-4 to, like, get to see a movie?
I'm just rooting that it goes down so we can buy it.
Okay, yeah. You can rent it out. I always wanted to do that. Rent it out.
Can I rent it out?
You can sure rent it out, you know. They play some Star Wars in it. You can play all 7 films right now.
I'd bring my own speakers.
Yeah, just a little iDoc.
Yeah.
Sounds better. All right, so that's news for the week. Now we're hopping to Genre 5. We got a special one for you for episode 100.
Oh, yes, we do.
I guess it's visually related because you can look at box dinners. That's what we're doing, box dinners.
And you can put them in your mouth. It's so visceral.
Yeah, and obviously we jumped off with you talking about stuff you make, and now we'll talk about things that are easier to make. My first one is beef stroganoff, hamburger helper. That's been a childhood favorite of mine. It has nostalgia-based.
Classic.
Truly. I really like it. The first time I made it, I think I accidentally used bad milk.
Yeah.
Pooped for days. But that's it was the gross. First time I ever made it something myself in a skillet.
I think the beef stroganoff and the cheeseburger are a tie for me.
Yeah, cheeseburger macaroni. I think now I like that better. But beef stroganoff, when I was a kid, fucking I would step on my brother's throat to get to.
Yeah.
Fuck him. No.
Kill my siblings. I got more.
What's your first?
Mine was just hamburger helper in general. I put that as one.
Just the whole thing,
just
huh?
Just the whole,
You get so mad at me when I was like, Harry Potter, the whole series.
The entire anthology of Hamburger Helper. Hamburger Helper. What a legend.
The
what
sequels
a, what
are,
a production.
The sequels are great for those.
But,
you ever make it with turkey?
Ones.
You ever make it with turkey?
Yeah, I made it with turkey meat.
Not that good.
Nah,
I mean, turkey's
it calls
weird.
For the greasiest of meats.
Yeah, honestly. It's like, get the 70-30.
Yeah.
Or 50-50, whichever
you're
feeling.
If you can get a 20-80, do it.
20 beef, 80 fat. Have you seen those logs?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are like 50-50. They're like, oh, the marble in it is insane. You start cooking and you're like, well, that's not even grease. That's just straight up fucking fat.
Uh-huh. This kid I used to live with used to buy them, and he'd cook like a pound a day because he was a bodybuilder.
Of the 50-50?
Of the gross shit,
whoa.
Yeah. He fucked our stove so hard.
Yeah.
It took about a week for him to just ass rape the stovetop.
Oh, to clean it?
I mean, because he didn't clean it for 3 days, and it literally was like, well, I can scrape this off and cook with it. It's so thick.
Ah, thanks for the lard on
like,
top of the stove.
Like, what do you wear to get the fucking meat out of the pan? Like, firefighter gloves, because that shit is just exploding.
That's funny. What's okay? Velveeta shells.
Oh, Velveeta shells. Yes, that is a classic.
You have that on your list?
It's totally on my list.
Yeah, I know you like the Velveeta shells.
Take it back. I'll take it back. I'll throw in Stouffer's mac and cheese because I love that shit just as much as Velveeta shells.
Why?
Because if you put it in the oven, it gets a fucking crust on the edges.
Why can't you do that with Velveeta?
Real dope, because Velveeta shells, you have to cook it in a pan.
What,
then
Stouffer's comes are pre-made?
Stouffer's are a frozen
thing. Yeah,
you
yeah.
cook.
Like
you
kids' cuisine,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Velveeta, you mix and heat yourself.
Yeah, I like the Velveeta a lot. The shells always turn out fucking prime, and I love the shells so much because they hold the sauce in them, and you just bite it, and it squirts like a fucking gusher in your mouth.
It's sauce.
Oh, fuck, I love cheese so much. Most of my shit has cheese in it, actually. My next one is Betty Crocker scallop cheesy potatoes.
Okay.
Those are rad.
Just like scallop potatoes?
Scallop potatoes with a lot of cheese on them.
A lot of cheese on them.
And you notice like anytime someone has like a fucking family gathering, someone brings those and they're like, oh, these are the best. No one ever knows that it's always box dinner.
Probably.
It always is.
Also,
who's going to scallop motherfucking potatoes and cook those bitches?
I always
take
thought
forever.
The word scallop was a cool word.
I always thought scallop was a sea-faring creature that you made, but it's not.
No.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Just thinly sliced, correct? That's
the more
means.
You know.
That was the thing. All right, go ahead. Your next one.
My next one is HelloFresh. Dude.
Hello.
It's pretty badass. Shut up.
Is it fresh you're looking for?
You're a piece of shit. Don't play footsie with me when you're fucking me.
I didn't mean to.
HelloFresh is boxed dinners you can order, and they come to your house. Legitimately, what? Like, they have freezer packs in them to keep them frozen.
Blue Apron does that, too. Yeah. It's, like, specifically, like...
But classy, dude.
Yeah. They have, like, fucking...
Little glass jars of honey. little
How much
little,
are those?
Little bottles of balsamic.
And when have you done this?
That was what we cooked last night.
Oh, really? HelloFresh?
Dude, so fresh pork chops with, like, this, like... glaze marble sauce and like garlic potatoes.
So Frank has to get his meals sent to him via mail.
Frank, he cannot do things for himself at the grocery store. He does not like it there. He can't deal with these
scary
people.
It's
he's
funny.
Like Daniel Plainview and There Will Be Blood.
See, you know what fucks me up is he like, all right, you can like say you go to the grocery store, you're like, hey, I don't know what I'm feeling, I'm just gonna look around.
Yeah.
Now you go online to buy something. I take it doesn't happen like in an hour you don't get your meal. I don't think there's like a HelloFresh fucking factory down the road.
No.
Okay. So this would be my problem with it. I was like, oh, this sounds really good right now. Then I get it, and I'm like, I don't want this horse shit. I'm in the mood for Velveeta mac and cheese.
I guess you have to be a little more of an adult and say, I've committed to these three meals I ordered, and they feed two people, so you could cook six meals out of it. I'm going to stick to them this week because it saves me money, because it equals like something like $8 per meal with
wow.
nothing else. And it's a full fucking large pork chop, big portion of fucking like...
What, just oven-based?
It's oven and pan, like, cooking.
Oh, okay, so, like, skillet shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's real cooking, but they're all boxed and ready for you, and they're adorable.
Yeah, and then everything's, like, and it's, like, you get a certain
amount
of salt,
you
get
yeah.
a certain amount of, like, honey, and, like, you don't have to portion anything, it's already there for
it's
you.
It's pretty boss.
Yeah, Blue Apron does the same thing, and it's with, like you said, like, upscale meals.
That's what I need, dude.
Yeah, like, fucking, like, crab tacos and shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's real.
Crocos.
Crocos, yep. Crabos, that's what I call them. Grab a crabo. My next one is, I had cheeseburger macaroni, but since I already did beef stroganoff,
yeah.
I'm going to strike that from the list and go with chicken rice-a-roni.
Chicken rice-a-roni.
Shit, yeah, son.
Just by itself.
I mean,
smashing that rice-a-roni.
You can put other shit in it if you want. That's up to you.
It's your prerogative.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great on its own, honestly. It's a San Francisco treat, Tony.
I used to be obsessed with those cheap 99-cent...
Uncle Ben?
No, the ones that are in like the green, almost bag looking.
That's
like
Uncle Ben.
Cheesy rice, broccoli rice.
Yeah.
Taco rice.
Yeah, those are great too. Yeah, the dollar sides.
Yeah,
I think they're just called sides.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure if they have like a brand name.
Sides.
Just like, hey, sides.
Shit that goes with shit.
Just buy it, asshole.
Yeah,
I eat those usually as a meal.
I'll
like
take three of them.
It's just like add water, pour it in, let it go.
Yeah,
it'll heat right up.
It's stupid easy.
Yeah, I like the broccoli, like cheese rice ones. Those are really fucking good.
I like those, and I like the chicken. There's ones that's like creamy chicken noodle.
Yep,
are
those are great. Yeah, and it kind of like solidifies too, like hamburger helper.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Those fake ingredients just solidify right in front of your eyes.
Oh, the fat,
so fat.
Go ahead.
My next one is the Bertolli Italian.
It's weird that you eat like shitty Italian food.
It's not shitty.
Really?
It's pretty good.
Is it made from the old country?
No, it's not made from the fucking old country. And I don't get the ones with any meat in them. Like, I only get the ones like.
Are they frozen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just
why
like,
would you get the meat ones?
Because that meat's not good.
Yeah, it's like the cat food meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever heard of Completes?
Nope.
It's spelled like C-O-M-P-L-E-A-T-S.
Uh huh.
So like eats at
they
the end,
get it.
But they're canned food. Yeah, but it's like Swedish meatballs and noodles, and we ate those on tour.
Yeah,
and, whew, those things wreck your asshole.
Yeah, don't. That's bad.
Wreck them.
I saw one that had like a whole fucking like Cornish hen in a can.
Yeah. Completes are weird, dude. I'm like, these are on the shelf. Like that's why we got them because they can go in heat, cold, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can nuke them. They're fine. Not like microwave. I'm saying like drop a
nuclear warhead on them.
But yeah, you'd crack it open and it would smell like wet cat food.
Ooh. Fuck.
Yeah, just eating those in the van, about to pass out.
You know what I would, dude? You should have opted for fucking raviolis.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do now, beefaronis, because like you go to some Walmarts and they're like 49 cents a can. Psh, I'll fuck with that all day.
Get out of here.
Now, eating it out of the can is weird, though.
I've done it.
Very hobo-ish.
I'm going to admit. I've been there.
I mean, it's not like we're taking fucking styrofoam bowls with us.
I think I did that at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, like, I'll use the turkey chili. I'll take that with me as well. That's good shit. Yeah.
Oh, but 99% the only one that I like is like it's like a sauce that I can't make. It's like a creamy garlic aioli kind of thing. Like,
you could make that for sure.
I'm lazy as fuck, man.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
it's a box dinner. Mm. It represents the laziest time really in my life.
It's like, hey, man, I want this food. Like,
I can't believe you enjoy the fuck out of it. Nah, it's pretty much my cheat night, my sad, pathetic fat boy night.
Cheat night.
Every night's a cheat night in Tony's life, say, but like, one's the cheapest cheat night, easiest cheat night.
When are you holding off and just eating, like, chicken with broccoli? Like,
yeah,
that's it.
Well, I did last night, asshole.
Oh, yeah, fucking, well, box dinner, too.
Not really. It was super fancy. It had its own
super fancy box dinner.
It had its own tiny little jar of honey.
It's like going to Olive Garden and be like, no, we ate really well last night.
I hate your guts.
My last one's DiGiorno 5 cheese pizza.
I just wrote pizza.
Yeah?
Because I'm not picky.
You know, like,
as long as it's cheese pizza.
What is it, Tostino's?
Yeah, Tostino's.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Is Tostino's crackers?
Tostino's pizza. Tostino's.
Yeah, that's like the 8-inch pizza that you like. That almost like akin to fucking like the lunchroom pizza.
Yeah, sad little baby pizza.
And it has like the square pepperonis on them. I love square pepperonis so much. I have no idea why. It's kind of like the crumbled sausage from Fiesta.
Dude.
I love that shit too.
It's cool.
I don't like sausage on pizza, but the crumbled sausage, I'll fuck with all day.
Man, that's so cool.
Truly.
Why don't they cube pepperoni more?
Why don't we make more box dinners together? Because obviously our lists are just right there with each other.
So similar.
I'll bring the Betty Crockers, you bring the Velveeta cheese, and we'll just make some fucking ground beef, throw it on top of everything.
This sounds horrible.
That sounds amazing. Shut up.
All right.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so that's our 100th Genre 5. Actually, that's not our 100th Genre 5.
Because I created Genre 5 because I'm a fucking
visionary.
I'm a visionary. Yeah, I'm like Steve Jobs meets like Walt Disney.
I'm like an envisionary. That's what I am.
I'm an envisionary.
I envision things. Stop fucking kicking my feet.
Not my fault. I have giant legs.
You really do. They're like fucking redwoods. All right. let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Tell 'Em Steve Dave Puppet Theater.
Well, why don't you tell them how it was?
Oh, that was good. Strong. Tell 'Em Steve Dave is a podcast with Walter Flanagan and Brian Johnson of Comic Book Men and Brian Quinn of Impractical Jokers.
Right.
It's on the Smodcast Network. I fucking love the show. And what they did was this guy named like Thornwood or some shit made puppets of them and then took podcasts, like just sections of them. They tell a lot of story-based podcasts. And he reenacts them with puppets, but he also puts them around a mic while they're, like, commentating on stuff. Like, they go to Collinwood Flea Market.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the people they talk to, like, in that. Because they took, like, a Tascam recorder with them and just interviewed people. And then
so it's all stuff from the show, or there's also stuff they
all
do?
Shit from the show.
Oh, okay.
And then they have, like, bonus features and shit like that. My buddy V let me borrow it. It's really fucking good. I mean, you can watch it, I think, without listening to the podcast, but you would definitely get more from it if you listen to the podcast
itself. So it's like the Ricky Gervais Show, an animated version of the podcast.
But with puppets.
They did, but with puppets.
Yeah, and like Smodcast.
The Jim Henson version.
Yeah, it's like Smodimations. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
But they're also working on a Claymation movie. And it's all completely written.
Yeah.
So they recorded everything at like the Secret Stash in New Jersey, and then they're going to do the voiceovers through that way. But yeah, the puppet theater, it was just very enjoyable. They're cool. Funny guys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What'd you watch?
Fuck yeah. I watched Blown Away. I think it's a mid-90s
porn
action fucking thriller with Robert De Niro. He plays an Irish like IRA psychotic bomber, and the dude from Arlington Road, I always forget his name.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. He is a cop who has to try to stop him. And who else is in it? Fuck.
You're bad at this.
Yeah, I know. I saw this one. This was my first one I wrote, so it's the longest time I saw it first.
Was it the guy from the Hudsucker proxy?
Well, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Really? The guy that makes a hula hoop? You never seen that?
Just continue.
Tim Robbins?
Nope.
Jeff Bridges. Wow. Tron, motherfucker. I like how you're like the guy from Arlington
Road.
Jeff
Bridges?
Yeah, he's in it.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's...
Because I know Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, that's so funny. Not like the dude, fucking... He's been in a lot.
Yeah, it's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
But he's so young, it's hard to even tell who he is.
Yeah, it's no beard, Jeff Bridges.
Dude, it's also Forrest Whitaker. That was your fault. You kicked my foot.
You literally are on my side of the table.
I love pushing my feet towards you.
God damn it. But yeah, okay, so Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. Oh, sorry, Tommy Lee Jones, not Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones plays an Irishman.
In Arlington?
No, in Blown Away.
Oh, it's that's what I was like.
A bomber and a fucking couple cops trying to find the bomber.
You really haven't seen Hudsucker Proxy?
Kind of like Backdraft with bombs.
Ooh, I like Backdraft. Yeah. Actually, Backdraft was kind of shitty, but it was good.
Still. I mean, there was still some like cool stuff.
Baldwin brother, man. I know. Was it Billy?
Yeah. Billy Baldwin, whoever cares. And then fucking Kurt Russell plays his dad and himself.
Yeah.
God.
It's so good.
Hard to tell what the fuck's happening in those scenes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a good one. Good 90s thriller.
That's good. I finished Stranger Things.
Oh, good. Good for you. Take your time.
Loved it. Really good. There's parts
they took a gamble on that.
Why?
On Stranger Things, like making it as a production. They were like, this is original content. This is nerve-wracking. Like,
well, I mean, think about fucking Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, but like those had bigger names. Like Jenji Cohen was on Orange is the New Black. These were like...
Oh, you mean writing. Okay.
Real, real fucking
indie.
I'd say
Winona Ryder was in it.
Real indie. But then people jumped on the project once they read it.
I got you.
And they're like, cool.
I feel like them... I bet like writing...
I think they know, but they hope stuff that's great.
Well, what's kind of ingenious about Netflix is that they take like everyone that's watching shit, they're like, oh, a lot of people are watching E.T. and Stand By Me and this shit, so let's make a show based around that in that time period and release it as original content.
We released Goonies and people have been watching the fuck out of it.
Exactly. So they take all that data that it's insane because they're like, what do people like watching? Okay, we'll just fucking ones and zeros, boom, and then we'll write a show about it. But yeah, Stranger Things was fucking really strong, really good. That girl that plays 11,
yeah.
Wow, she's really good. Like, just her looks and
incredible.
Shit.
Incredible. I love all three of the fucking young kids.
Yeah, definitely.
That
I like the
crew is so cool.
The no-teeth kid's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and not Will. Will's the one that's gone, but who's the kid with the dark hair?
I know who you're talking about, like Sam or something like
that. Yeah. When his mom's like, Sam, you're going to be late for school, and he's like, coming! Like, that's one of my favorite fucking parts ever. His scream is fucking so enjoyable. Oh, it's so good. But yeah, if you haven't watched Stranger Things, definitely get on that. Yeah. That's like, you'll sit through it and just be like, holy fuck, this is great. It has the feeling of E.T. meets fucking Stand By Me meets, what's another one? I don't know, it feels very, even the shots fucking, I'm pretty sure they added grain to the fucking shit to like make it look old. The opening credits are mind-blowing, Tony.
I know. There's the most wonderful electronic 80s, like.
Yeah, we talked about this fucking last week on our.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
What
else you watch?
I also saw a hot steaming pile of bury it and never talk about it again dog shit that is called SLC Punk 2, Punk's Dead.
Where'd you watch that?
On Netflix.
It's on?
It's buried in your fucking list because it's got like one star.
Who? Harold and Bob?
Huh?
Oh, I think like one star.
No, like one star. Like,
is it the same cast or what?
Dude, yeah, and it's fucked.
Really? Now why?
Bob wears a fake mohawk. Oh, God.
Is he dead?
Can't even talk about it. Yeah, it's in the preview. I'm not giving anything away. I mean, I wouldn't sell this movie for a fucking penny.
Machine Gun Kelly's in it.
Yeah.
Wait, who is Matthew? What's his name?
Lillard.
He's not in it?
No.
Okay, that's probably.
Steve-O's not in it.
Right on. That sucks.
Everyone else, though, besides, like, two of the characters, all the supporting characters, like Trish and fucking the dude who does the acid and goes crazy and tries to kill his mom.
Devin Sawa.
Yeah. Which is, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he was in Idle Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
And
in that movie, he's fantastic. Oh, God, yeah. SLC Punk, the first
one.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it was so fucking raw, and every performance was memorable, even if it was corny punk shit back in the
day. Now, do you think that it's too little too late, or just it was bad?
Yes. No. I'm saying, conceptually, the new characters they're introducing, which is like Bob's son, are just not plausible.
You're shitty.
Just not plausible. It's almost
now,
like,
are they punk kids too?
He's like goth Edgar Allan Poe wearing like 1920s. Like, I was fucking Interview with a Vampire looking at this kid's fucking clothes. Like, he literally dressed like a fucking Victorian vampire.
That's awesome.
And he was this brooding dickhead and like, And everything was about death, and he loved death. And
how long was the movie? Hour and a half or more?
Hour and fucking way too many minutes. Way too fucking many. I struggled through it. There was maybe four or five punk songs in the fucking film.
You know what's fucked up? It's an hour and 15 minutes long.
Good. That was a stretch for them.
75 minutes. That's like an animated feature.
It is a hot sack of shit,
dude. Pretty sure the Dark Knight Returns Part 1 might have been longer than that.
Honestly, I don't... Dude, there's probably episodes of fucking... Like, I would rather have watched an episode of, like, fucking Teletubbies for an hour and 20 minutes.
Hour and 16 minutes, the first part of Batman Dark Knight Returns. God damn it.
It's not a good film.
That's credits included. Credits included.
I don't recommend it.
Right on. Well, I'm going to watch it.
Focus. It's shit.
I'm going to watch it.
Why?
Well, I mean, I got to have my own opinion. Maybe I'll love it.
Probably will. Probably will.
Does it have a lot of Transformers?
Like, I'm literally demonizing this movie. You're going to go, hey, what didn't I be? It had its points.
Liked it a
lot. You know what you're going to do? You're going to analyze it looking for redeeming quality.
Probably.
You'll go, he can't be right that it's all shit.
Oh, no, I'm sure you are.
Let me look.
I respect your opinion with movies, but I do. But like when I heard about that coming out, I was like, oh, cool, I definitely want to check that out.
I did too.
Yeah. And I understand that you think it's shitty, but I feel like I need to watch it, though, still.
You're going to just...
hate it? I mean, an hour and 15 minutes, that's not bad to waste.
You'll see how it goes.
I sat through fucking Transformers 4 in theaters.
There's even... Ah, man, it's just so brutal. Like, it's also... Ah, man, fuck him. Fuck that fucking crew. They're fucked.
Okay.
They're fucked.
I went and saw Star Trek Beyond.
Oh, yeah, dude. Beastie Boys.
Oh, I had a problem with that, Tony. Big old problem with that. It's
so sweet, though.
I did not have huge expectations because of the director. Now, I will say, he shot it magnificently. There was great camera work in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was parts... The beginning, like, the first hour is fucking awesome. There's a lot of character building. There's a lot of really good shit between Spock and fucking James. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. Bones is fantastic in it.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun. The new alien girl that they introduce, wasn't a huge fan. But
yeah.
All right. A lot more Scotty in this movie. Dug that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I feel like there's going to be, I mean, I know in the preview it shows a motorcycle.
Yes.
I was like, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of, vehicles. And there was, which was a bummer. The way that they win the battle made me want to poke both my eyes out with fucking chopsticks.
Yeah.
And it was weird because they tried to son of a bitch. he says VHF, what is that, very high frequency or some shit like that. And I was just like, fuck if they do this. And sure enough, they did it. I'm not spoiling it. You can watch it for yourself.
Yeah.
I gave it a 5. I felt like it was more enjoyable than Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for that franchise, it was a letdown for sure.
I think both those franchises are in a real, like, spiral to fucking redeem themselves.
What, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
That was the first fucking movie.
I'm just saying. It's the start of a franchise.
You know what sucks, though, is that it... Well, actually, it made me want to watch Star Trek, the first one.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, I love the first one so much.
It's so good. And Into Darkness is like a 7.
Yeah.
6 or 7.
I like...
It's not bad.
Like a lot of it, but not all.
I felt like they way underused Benedict Cumberbatch as the villain in it. But other than that, yeah, other than that, it was good. And like the whole, like, ooh, didn't see this one coming. It's like, yeah, I did. The second fucking original film was The Wrath of Khan. You just named it something different and had the same fucking villains.
Yeah.
Whatever. Neither here nor there.
Moving on.
The first one, though, has one of the strongest plot lines I've ever seen in my entire life. And not only that, okay, the villain for the third one, I didn't really understand why, like, they had a lot of exposition at the end
about
why he's all angry at the fucking Federation and shit.
Yeah.
But it still made no sense. The first movie, The Romulans, oh my God, that was such a fucking huge and rad fucking plot line of him just wanting revenge and just being like, yo, Spock, I just want you to see what the same thing you guys did to me. Your planet exploding and your people dying.
Fuck you, watch this.
Yeah, and that was fucking incredible. And there was a lot of at stake there. Like, I don't know, this movie just felt huge. But, like, contained and dumb.
Yeah, if that
makes sense.
I give it a hot 5.
Yeah, I give it a 5 as well. I'd give the fucking first Star Trek, like, a 9 or a 10. That movie has insane rewatchability.
It also, like, shook everyone's expectations of what a Star Trek movie could be.
That also might be
because there was such garbage in the fucking, like, spectrum.
Also, I never really dug Star Trek because it was kind of like, hey, we're going to talk about what we're going to do, not really show anything about what we're doing.
Because it was hard to produce doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. It was way cheaper just to them sit around a fucking round table and use the same hallway to walk down every fucking 10 minutes. This was, and god damn it, I saw Star Trek Beyond, but Star Trek was really good.
Yeah, keep bragging about the one, two before this.
Yeah, god damn it. The beginning of Star Trek 2, though, I will say, has a very strong opening.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that fucking him blowing up, like, the fucking building, like, in the middle of the Federation and shit, and fucking RoboCops in it, that was sick. But yeah, go watch Star Trek.
Yeah, not the new one.
Beyond, I mean, like I said, it's a fun movie. Wait till it comes out on.
Yeah.
Looks great, though. Guy shot it very well. What else you see?
Argo, fuck yourself.
Oh, how'd you do it? The first time?
No.
Okay.
But I just rewatched Argo again.
And how'd it hold up for you?
Oh, still fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I mean, I literally, like...
Ben Affleck's hair is great in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Very sharp. Very sharp with that little cut beard.
Yeah. He just looks so much like a... like, I don't know. That hair was perfect for the time period that it was shot. Yeah.
His little, like, kind of Bieber coif.
Yeah.
Comb over thing.
Bieberish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even my stepmom was watching it and, like, mesmerized. She's like, what's going to happen?
By his hair? Oh.
No.
Where'd you guys watch it on?
Over at their place.
Not Netflix?
Uh-uh.
I want to rewatch it. I think I have it, but I'm not sure.
She recorded a few of these movies that I saw.
Oh, cool.
Okay, next.
I'm out.
Okay. All right, I still got a fuck ton on my list, bro.
Shit.
I had a hard week.
Shit.
A hard week.
Go ahead.
What do you mean, shit?
No,
you
good.
Can engage about this, you piece of shit.
Maybe.
Interstellar.
Ooh.
Watch that again.
HBO Go?
Fuck it. No. Recorded it.
It's on HBO Go, though. Just to let you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Dude, the soundtrack. It gets better every time.
Really? That movie gets better every time. That movie's fucking a thick pile of rad sci-fi.
Man, oh, man. Just a strong fucking sci-fi.
You know what's fucked up is that, like, those robots in it are the coolest fucking robots ever. Yeah. The most simplistic fucking things.
Tars.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
He's like, but you got no poker face, Tars. And it's just like, yeah, no, it's it's plausible to see a robot kind of look like that.
Oh, that, yeah. I thought you meant the movie. I was like, man, well.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
That someone pops a fucking wormhole out by Jupiter or Saturn or whatever.
But there are some beautiful fucking, like, brain candy in the movie for you.
Yeah.
Like, just to kind of, like, chew on. You're like, wow, that's fucking...
fun shit. Yeah. Or even, like, the little testimonials from old people talking about the blight coming in.
That,
like,
was cool as fuck.
You know, they would say, like, things that you're seeing in the movie. Like, we'd put our plates upside down.
So the dust wouldn't get into it. Yeah, that was... the whole Dust Bowl aspect of... God damn it, that movie's so good. That was Chris Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, he rocks.
Man, he's coming out with fucking Dunkirk. And I'm excited. The war movie.
Yeah, that looks insane.
Them in the U-boats, or them in the fucking PT boats.
Yes. Oh, holy shit. I saw that was another...
U-boats. I'm like, they're not in a fucking submarine.
That was another one that I saw for the trailer of, and I was just like, holy fuck, this looks insane. I'm glad. I like old war movies. I think those hold up way more. I also like movies that are set, like, in the 80s before cell phones. The advent of cell phones, they have to add that in there, like Suicide Squad. And fucking, like, I just wish that they would take it kind of back before that, because that was a way better time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see Harley Quinn using emojis. Blow my brains out.
What hardcore emoji does she have?
Hopefully a Joker one.
I think the one show that I feel cell phones are very relevant and very clean looking is House of Cards.
Oh, for sure. They're utilized insanely well. The text bubbles and shit like that. That's a good call, Tony.
Yeah,
God
man.
Damn it.
When I see a cell phone in a movie,
that's episode 100 quality material
there,
son.
Yeah, dude. Woo. Cell phones in House of Cards, no joke.
Go burn books. All right.
We made a good point. Fuck you, everyone who judged us. I also saw Keanu.
Yeah. Reeves?
No, Keanu, the movie.
I know. You told me about this earlier.
Oh, man, you piece of shit. You really took us back into the gutter.
You looked at me. Yeah, I really did. Ran us right into a wall. No, you. I made that joke to you when you asked me, or you told me about it for the first time.
I'm just reliving
but
my
you were
nightmare.
Looking, you were looking at me like, say Reeves, you little dickhead. What do you want to sing,
like,
or something?
What are you going to say? Neo, I believe.
Follow the white rabbit.
I love The Matrix.
It's so good.
It's the best. Keanu, I seriously give it a 6 out of 10.
What's it about, Tom?
It's about Key and Peele are regular old dudes, and a little kitty comes up on the door and goes, rawr, and he's like, oh, I want to keep the kitty. And then someone tries to rob his neighbor, who's a drug dealer, Instead, they rob him and take his cat, and then he has to track him down. But then, like, it's just a really, like, they're not gangsters, but everyone in the movie is a gangster, but there's that corny crew of that gangster crew.
Yeah.
They eventually start listening to Michael Bolton with the gangster crew. They start fucking singing with the gangster. Like, it's just kind of hokey horse shit.
Gotcha. And how would
it's cheap comedy.
What'd you give it?
It's 6 at best.
Okay.
There were a few laugh out loud moments because some of the jokes are great.
I know Key and Peele's like were like very loved. I never got into it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I do love them, and I was like, wow, I would much rather see them on other shows or guest starring in other films than running their own.
Yeah.
And so yeah.
I can understand that.
Next.
Yep, go ahead.
Last and certainly not least.
Oh, I bet
I'm putting
not.
It up there with
Star Wars
Fury
Empire
Road.
Strike. Okay.
I'm putting up there with Fury Road.
Oh, I know what this is.
Hardcore Henry.
Oh, shit.
Hardcore fucking Henry. This movie got, like, mediocre blasted to where it was all, like, 6 out of 10s, 7 out of 10s everywhere along the line because people didn't know what the fuck they were, like,
getting into. They're dumb.
Yeah. They're literally like, well, this is shit because it's never been done, or this is shit because, dude, it's literally a fucking rock, like a fucking... it's a rock star movie.
Yeah, see, I heard that it was more like a video game. That's what people...
It is. Like, you just feel like you're watching something that's...
People complained about that.
It's fantastic.
I bet. I want to see it.
It's fucking fantastic.
It's out right now.
Fantastic. And...
It's out?
Yes.
Okay.
And Charlton Copley is the dude from District 9, is in it.
And he was also in Elysium, that guy?
Yes.
Okay.
He plays the bad guy?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Wait... Was he also in fucking that, yeah, he played Chappie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right on. I really wish that fucking Die Antwoord wasn't in Chappie.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, we need someone from South Africa. How about that fucking, the two most fucked up couples ever? Okay, yeah sure.
These two fucking them. Freak ninja monsters.
Ninja! I like Die Antwoord too, that's the weird part. Like, I was like, hell yeah, and then I saw him acting, I was like, well, that wasn't needed.
Well.
No need to do that.
Honestly, though... Hardcore Henry's unlike anything you've ever seen in a fucking film, and I'd say roughly 1,000 people die.
Okay.
There's telekinesis. There's mechs. There's
whoa.
I'm just giving out some plot. You see it all in the trailer. Shit up, dude. It's got so many guns, so much action, so much blood and gore. Some of the gore is so fun that I wish. I wasn't watching it by myself, but if I did, I'd rewind it. Some of the gore was just so fucking awesomely unbelievable.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think I might have found it.
And someone makes fun of me like while I was watching it. They're like, dude, the shit doesn't seem very realistic. And I literally said, he's a goddamn half robot.
Stop it.
You could see it in the first second of the fucking trailer. He fucking ties his arm on like a fucking bottle cap.
You're a bottle cap.
You idiot.
You're ruining this movie for me.
Weld skin, for crying out loud.
Movie ruined. I don't even want to see it anymore.
Would you just do the download and give it to me?
Yeah, I am right now.
You probably saw my flash drive up here, you son of a bitch.
MKV, no, I gave it back to you. All right, was that all you had?
Oh, was that all? I keep going.
You have more
I'm
fucking...
I'm just kidding. Okay. Moving on. Swordfish.
No, but... I did want to say, I've been playing Dead Space, and you've been playing No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I know that yours is new, and mine's like 10 years old, but Dead Space is really good.
No Man's Sky is really good, too.
Yeah, you like it a lot.
All right, good reviews.
Thank you. All right, Test of Tony, Sleepy Hollow. Tim Burton's.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Burton's.
One of his masterpieces.
How do you feel about the film?
I love a lot of it.
1999.
I love a lot of it. I love whatever fucking filters he used.
Holy shit, yeah.
While
like,
filming.
Like
I love
filters,
the color of the blood.
Yeah, I think it's blue filter.
Man, oh man. Like, those fucking tones with that blood fucking, like, contrast. So pretty.
Everything was, like, washed.
Washed white, yeah. White and gray and blue and, like... The leaves didn't have color in them, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, everything about it felt like Tim Burton, which I really like his visuals of everything. It felt like a live version of fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
It also felt like one of the last Tim Burton movies that felt like a legit Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
Without it being more of a reliance on... excuse me. Like, there were funny props in the film.
How do you mean?
Birds and shit like that. Like,
dude, that cardinal looks so bad.
Yeah, that's his thing, though.
Yeah.
That's like Scissorhands. That's like fucking Batman. Like, those live props that look fucking janky. Shitty, yeah. But it fits in that world because it's almost everything you're looking at is almost like unbelievable, but it's fun. That's where like his last great film died. Like that's the last one. Beyond that, it's all like Alice in Wonderland and fucking
Willy
just
Wonka.
CG horse shit. Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow made 101 domestically, 207 worldwide, and it cost 100 million to make.
All right,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it did that well because I just looked at the poster and it said heads will roll. Sleepy Hollow. Shit. Yikes,
dude. Chris Walken, honestly, as the horseman, so good.
Now you hear
he
that.
He almost speaks. That's so tight. He never spoke.
Yeah. One thing that I really dug about it is that like if someone told you, oh, yeah, Chris Walken plays the Headless Horseman, you'd be like, dog shit.
Uh-huh.
And then you see it, you're like, amazing.
Yeah. Look at that evil monster.
He's the Hessian.
I love how the fucking, at the end, like he's looking at him and he literally almost, he's just like, like almost says a word and then she's like, fuck off, I gotta go, I'm the Hessian.
Yeah, dude, fucking, I don't know, that it held up pretty well for me. I really dug Johnny Depp's depiction of Ichabod Crane and the whole fact that he's just like this giant puss about everything. Like the spider, he's like, just come down here, and he's like, no, you kill it, like to the little kid and shit. That little kid was awesome too.
Yeah, let's not get started about
was it Christina Ricci, was she in that too?
Yes.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Where the fuck is that kid's name?
Fucking, he's the young,
Mosby, or?
Hang on, young Masbeth. Mark,
Masbeth, yeah.
Mark, Pickering.
I don't care who played him.
Oh, I thought that's what you were looking
for. Oh, no, I meant, like, young Masbeth.
Yes.
Is, you think about the, like, just think about the events in that child's life.
Fucked.
Father died.
Yes.
And then he gets to drag around with fucking Ichabod Crane.
Who's a nutbag.
A nutbag, letting him touch corpses, dismember corpses, watching fucking Hessians come out of dead trees with blood and corpses.
That tree, like the tree of the dead, that was so fucking cool.
I love the fucking, like, the old beat, like, the memories of him are still there, but he's sort of this entity, so he has his sword, he's back to life,
mm-hmm.
just without a head.
Yeah, exactly, because someone
and
took
it's witchcraft that, like, bad witchcraft that brings him.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was in the original book, because I had this book on, like, it was a cassette tape,
yeah.
and then it came with a book so you could look at everything, yeah. and it would, like, you know, beep, turn the page, and I loved that as a kid. Scared the fucking shit out of me, too.
Yeah.
So when this came out in 99, like, I was, like, what, 11? So I fucking fell in love with this movie, but I haven't seen it in so long,
yeah.
and it held up well for me. I really enjoyed watching it.
I love this film.
Yeah, I really
love this film.
And I thought, I was like, oh, this is probably going to be, like, super cheese, but I was like, actually, this is, like, pretty strong.
What was I going to say?
No, I cut you off.
No, I'm trying to think. I have a few notes. Why butcher the Widow Winship when he was already told she was with child? There's really no reason why he had to.
What do you mean?
Like, when he comes out of the fucking, like, he comes out and he's covered in blood, and he's like, what'd you do to her, you madman? And he was just like, she was with child. And the dude that told him that she was a child was standing out there in the crowd. Very beginning. Like, when the dude says there were 4 graves, 5 bodies.
Oh, yeah.
He butchers her really for no real reason.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He could take that guy at his word, or at least just cut her stomach.
Yeah.
It felt extra gory for no reason, but it was fun.
That's why he gets kicked out and goes to Sleepy Hollow, correct?
Yeah.
Because he's in New York or some shit?
No, that was in Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
One of the first to die.
Okay.
Was a pregnant lady.
She explains that.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah, she explains, yeah. But why he had to butcher her to...
I got you. Anything
and
else?
And he let young Masbeth see the dead corpse of his mother.
Yeah.
Right in front of the kid, he pops the fucking... the fucking casket open.
Probably could have held that off.
Everything he does in the movie is kind of horribly fucked for everyone around him.
Yeah.
He's like, stand back, and like starts hacking open the tree. I'm like, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I love
and he's very like, he's like, he has come for his head. I'm like, how do you know that? You're so smart, Ichabod.
Yeah, but
you're so smart.
There's a lot, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of fucking exposition in that
movie.
There's a
ton of fucking like, we'll help him get there for with no real fucking or no mechanisms that got him there.
I enjoyed when he was cutting open the tree, the heads they push out.
Yeah.
And it was just like, woo! And it, yeah. like, I was like, well, why that happened?
It's
like,
so
no reason.
Corny, yeah.
No reason. Just we wanted to do that.
It's like, so fun corn.
Yeah, it's cool. But I don't know if that's like intentional fun corn. I think that's just like legit, like trying to make it freaky. but being dumb about it.
I can't tell.
And I think the same thing with the Cardinal, too. I think that's just, like, I think that that was, like, an actual, like, decision. Like, hey, we need to make this Cardinal. It just looked way bad.
Bring the prop master.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah.
He's, like, 89 years old. He's like, I worked on Jason and the Argonauts. And yeah. Like, make us a Cardinal.
I made the owl from fucking Clash of the Titans. He, his head turned. But, yeah, so Sleepy Hollow, I give it 7.5.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. That's pretty tight, man. Okay. I would totally watch that again in a year or two.
Yeah, definitely. Movie of the, it's on Netflix, too. We've been trying to do this lately is get movies that are on Netflix so you, the listener, can also join us in our fucking times.
We assume you have a Netflix subscription, you cheap pieces of shit.
Everyone has a fucking Netflix subscription. It went up to $10, though, so, you know, fuck
not for
them.
Standard def.
What?
You could do standard def or high def.
Oh.
Eight or ten.
Right on. I did not know that. Okay, so we're going to go into movie of the week. We watched Swordfish.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this movie a lot.
Stanley, save your daughter.
I thought, for some reason, I thought you meant like Stan Lee, like the creator of Marvel Comics.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Really cool Hugh Jackman fucking character.
Mm-hmm.
Really different for him.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And this was, what, 90... Fuck.
Probably like 99.
Yeah, I would say so, like, right before X-Men?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed him a lot in it. He was, he says the fuck word a lot, which I enjoyed. Fucking...
So many fuck words, Travolta.
Travolta's great.
Travolta plays fun bad guys if they let him...
Face off. That's another great Travolta, yeah. But I really enjoyed his performance in Swordfish, and I've never seen this movie before, because it came out in that era of where I was like, I don't care about this, there's no robots in it, it's rated R, because, like, it's probably, like, heady, and it's not that heady. I mean, back then, I probably wouldn't be able
to
get it.
You probably thought it was heady, but it's not actually all that heady.
Right, and that was another movie that my mom was like, yeah, you don't need to see this, and you see Halle Berry's boobs in it.
You do.
I was like, wow, that caught me by surprise, like, really, I was like, Jesus, I didn't know she would do that.
Yeah,
Budget was $102 million. It grossed $69
million. Ooh.
But $147 million worldwide.
That's a bummer, though.
Yeah.
Cool
little fucking, like, hey, we're hackers.
Hey, we're hackers.
That's what was going on in the early 2000s. Hacking was a big thing.
That was the funniest part, I guess, is just how they portray, like, the hacker society. He's like, can you hack fast enough?
Oh, shit.
While you're getting your dick sucked?
We got... Oh, that was insane! That blew my fucking mind. He was like, Kelly, go ahead. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, she's gonna suck your dick while you break into the FBI. And this guy holds a gun to your head. You got 60 seconds, Stanley. You better not come and you better break in there.
That fucking... That explosion, though, with those ball bearings.
What part?
The fucking...
The people.
Shot.
The people, yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole Matrix, like, pull around, like,
spiral
360.
Around the whole event. Yeah,
360. But it wasn't 360 from... Oh, I guess it was the same way that they shot the Matrix part of it. Yeah, like, went around the event in slow motion. That looked insanely
incredible.
Good. Yeah.
Incredible. And the ball bearings were ripping through everything.
And
so bad.
And the ball bearing was fucking, like, rolls up to Hugh Jackman, and you see his face in it, and I was like, that's fucking sick.
Honestly, like, it is a unique movie. It takes a lot of liberties from other movies, but it does it pretty well. It's fun as fuck. It's fucking violent.
Very, very violent. Yeah. And actually, like, the only thing I didn't enjoy was, like, the car chase scene and shit like that, where, like, fucking John Travolta is, like, shooting fucking everything.
Oh, an MG42 out of the top of his fucking Ferrari. Yeah.
Also, the ending to it, which I'm not going to spoil if you haven't seen it, was actually really good.
I mean, it's a fucking laughable scenario.
Definitely.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, well...
No, it for sure. I mean, like, and you see it coming from a mile away because of the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, are you talking about bus or boat or helicopter?
All that.
Oh, okay.
The whole shebang.
Okay, I thought you meant, like, last 1 minute of the film or last 30 minutes of the film.
Yeah, the whole ending, you're just like, wow, this feels like Speed. This also feels like... it just, there's
Speed meets Die Hard.
Meets like fucking The Sixth Sense because, oh, something fucking crazy happened.
Yeah. It's not what you see. It's what, you know.
Yeah. It's a magician's trick.
Don't believe what you see. Yeah.
Yeah. They talk a lot about the great misdirect and shit like that. But yeah, no, it was really strong. I really enjoyed it. That was a good choice on your part, Tony. Thank
I mean,
you.
Not, yeah. When you said it, I was like, I don't think I can miss with this one for us.
Yeah, and the one thing that I thought was funny, but I understand now, was, like, he commits a terrorist attack to prevent terrorist attacks.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's some
That's well, his is calculated. Theirs shit. Would be just like crazy.
Yeah, but then he goes around committing terrorist attacks upon terrorists. It's
all
weird.
Day.
Yeah,
all day.
But it's also funny because he's like, I'm going to strike the fear in the heart of terrorists, so I'm going to terrorize other people.
Yes.
So they don't terrorize us.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, terrorize.
Man, so many terrors. The terror.
I would give it a 7.
I will give it a hot 7.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I like how we're agreeing on everything, too.
Oh, my God.
A couple of fucking two dudes just like fucking agreeing, bro.
Do you want to do Dreamcatcher for Tessa Tony next week?
You like Dreamcatcher, huh?
I haven't seen it in a while. Jason Lee's in it, Morgan Freeman. It's Stephen King based, I believe, off a short story. I don't know. It might have been a novel.
All right.
But it's on Netflix. I think that would be a good one.
Okay.
Let's see. What else we got here? Movies here. Lethal Weapon. Nah. Let's not do Lethal Weapon. Big Trouble in Little China.
No.
Okay. The Do-Over. I'm kidding. It's an Adam Sandler film. Action Adventure. Bad Boys 2. We got The Saint. I think we've already watched that. Stardust. Have you heard of that? Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, started.
Real bad.
Started. You got Batman 66. We could relive that
Fuck
one.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Fuck off and die.
Doing it. Eon Flux.
Hackers?
We're going more hacking?
I'm on a hack page now.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. What about The Wave?
I'm not sure why. me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch your feet. God's Club?
No.
Do you really want to watch Hackers? What's it about? I'm kidding.
Angelina Jolie hacks.
Oh, wow. Didn't see that one coming.
It'd be a Tessa Tony.
No, we're doing Tessa Tony's fucking Dreamcatcher.
Oh.
Yeah. You've seen that, right?
Hackers is older. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Dreamcatcher's from like the 90s, isn't it? Maybe early 2000s?
Maybe early 2000s.
Okay, yeah. I think, well, when was the last time you saw Dreamcatcher? I don't feel like you've revisited
years
that film a lot. Yeah, okay. Ooh, The Big Short. I forgot they put that on here. That's a good movie. You like that movie? You like the fucking financial
Fuck yeah, dude. Crash. I've watched so much about that shit.
You really have. New releases.
We're in another bubble, I think.
What do you mean?
Auto subprime loan bubble.
Sorry?
Fucking, like...
Oh, right now?
Auto loans, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a...
34% interest auto loans that are being fucking abandoned by the thousands.
Perfect job, perfect house, perfect car. You can't see how life could be any better. That's his problem. Family Man. Have you seen that? The Family Man?
I have
Man?
No idea.
It's with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
You have? Of course you have. Jesus Christ. Turner and Hooch? No.
You're horrible at this. This is so fucking boring.
I'm looking.
I am sorry, people. This is fucked and boring.
Hey, welcome to episode 100. It's all
boo,
downhill
fuck you.
From here. We talked about cell phones. It's all right. On fucking.
Oh.
We talked about good uses of texting on
sack of shit.
And TV shows. We had that good point.
Next week, you could tune in for us to pick our favorite pop flavor.
Ooh. What do you mean? Like marijuana? Like
pop.
Pop. Oh, soda.
Fucking reet. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry.
Pot flavor. You have a lot of fucking pot flavors you like.
Yeah, dude. I like.
Colombian lemon. Yeah.
Yeah, I like trash can. That's a good one.
I'll take Cessna 747.
Incredible Hulk.
This one's called Laser Beam Eyes.
You want to watch the original Fly? No.
I like Fly.
The original one from like the 50s?
Oh, no. I thought you meant Jeff Goldblum.
No, that's a remake.
You suck.
That's kind of like the thing. Like
you're not doing well. Hurry.
Everyone thinks... Well, you can also look up shit, you fucking dickhole.
On what?
On your phone?
On my cell phone? I can go on Netflix app? I don't have Netflix app.
Yeah, I think you can go on the fucking internet.
And type in, what's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I already made a suggestion that you took a big old hot shit on.
What was it?
Hackers.
Hackers? Hackers? You know if it's on Netflix for sure?
Hackers.
Do you know if it's on there?
I don't know. Check. You're on it.
God damn it. So you just made the suggestion. All right. Hold on. What movies do you have like on your phone written down other than Hackers?
Other than Hackers. Holes.
Already seen it.
Michael Clayton.
What's that?
It's about George Clooney being badass.
How badass?
It's not like seriously badass. Way of the Gun. I Heart Huckabees. Better Luck Tomorrow.
What's Better Luck Tomorrow?
It's about a bunch of Asian kids who get into, they're like straight A students, but they start selling drugs because they're really good at it because they're smart. Then they start fucking their lives up and everyone's kind of like going crazy.
That sounds cool. Now,
it's an MTV movie. It's the only one that's good.
I wonder. That's probably not on Netflix. It's Straight Better Bar. Better,
oh, yeah.
Luck,
Better
Tomorrow.
Luck Tomorrow. Yeah.
And it is not.
Bingo bango.
And that's probably going to be really hard to find, too.
I don't know.
MTV movie?
I mean, you can. I think we can find it. I think we can find it.
All right, if you can find it, man, we'll watch it. All right, so we're doing Dreamcatcher and Better Luck Tomorrow.
Better Luck Tomorrow is the movie of the week.
Tomorrow, yeah, Dreamcatcher's Test of Tony. Genre 5 will probably be something else food-related, so look forward to that. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.